Schizophrenia is a terrible disease. It destroys many lives, the people who suffer from it and those who have to live with them. And yet there is no scientific evidence that a diagnosis of it is vital or useful. That is the view of the British Psychological Society itself. The same goes for bipolar disease. I'm joined by Dr. Lucy Johnston, who's a consultant clinical psychologist, and she's on the working party that drew up that statement. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we did talk about this the other day, that there is no diagnosis, and then you get into the whole argument about drugs and how effective or not they are and so on. What's going on here? Is it the case that psychologists and psychiatrists simply don't understand about schizophrenia in particular?
Well, the first thing to make clear, I think, is this really isn't an argument between psychologists and psychiatrists.
No, I'm not suggesting it is. Putting you together, really, and suggesting...
That's true. Psychiatrists, many psychologists, many other mental health professionals, I think, have been really looking at the evidence again. And I think we're united in saying that there are the evidence for the current way of understanding mental distress. It just doesn't exist. Some of America's most senior psychiatrists have been saying that, interestingly enough. But what the DCP is saying, and actually the report is
issued, DCP...
It's the Division of Clinical Psychology, which is a subdivision of the British Psychological Society. So it's the DCP that has issued this consensus statement. What we are saying is that although there is actually virtually no evidence for the current view, and we agree with many senior psychiatrists in saying that, we do have an overwhelming amount of evidence that even severe psychiatric breakdown is actually the end result of a complex mix of social and psychological circumstances. People who've suffered things like bereavement, loss, discrimination, poverty, trauma, abuse, domestic violence, you know, in other words, things that have happened to you.
Mm-hmm. So where does that leave us in terms of treating it? Because there is no question that it is a disease. I mean, schizophrenia is a horrible thing.
Well, actually, that's exactly what we're questioning. We are questioning the disease model. Along with many psychiatrists, we are saying there's no evidence that understanding these kinds of extreme forms of distress, which, of course, people do suffer from, of course, the distress is very real.
So doesn't that make it a disease? If you are desperately distressed, to the point sometimes of killing yourself or whatever it might be, harming somebody else, perhaps, doesn't that make it a disease?
Well, there's no evidence that it does. We are told a great deal of, you know, stuff about genes, about chemical imbalances, and as one of America's most senior psychiatrists said only a couple of weeks ago, we've been telling patients for several decades that we're waiting for biomarkers, in other words, evidence for a disease process.
Right.
We're still waiting. But so these are very serious problems, but there is an increasing amount of evidence that there is a way of understanding them. For example, very often as the end result of extremely, not always, but extremely severe trauma, people who are extremely severely traumatised, for example, sometimes multiply traumatised, can present in this extraordinary distressed and disturbed way.
But you can't turn back the clock, you can't remove that trauma or make it never happen. So how do you, whatever you call it, how do you deal with this disorder? Let's use that word, perhaps.
we would probably not... You want to use the term
struggling with the vocabulary here.
Well, that's interesting because it does bring into question all the traditional vocabulary. We're calling for a change of language, among other things.
All right, well, let's forget the change of language. It's terribly long, I'm afraid. Yes. How does this understanding change the way you treat it?
Well, it changes it quite dramatically, and it changes it, we think, in a very helpful, ultimately very productive way. In essence, what we're saying is instead of asking what is wrong with you, we need to ask what has happened to you. You know, people break down for reasons. Those reasons aren't always immediately obvious. It can take quite a while to put the pieces together. But once we know those reasons, we can offer them the right help to recover.
Which would probably be counselling rather than drugs, would it?
Well, drugs might well play a part. But I think we have to be clear about the role of medication. If we're talking about the end result of complex social and relationship problems, you know, by definition, medication can't solve those. It can certainly help keep people going. It can certainly help with some of the more overwhelming feelings of distress. But essentially, what psychologists would say is that we use a jargon word, which is called formulation, which is a way of putting together the psychological evidence about the impact of very difficult life experiences, understanding how those affected the person in front of you, the personal meaning of those events. And on that basis, you can draw up an individual plan, which will actually have a very good chance of helping someone to recover.
Well, that's encouraging anyway. Dr. Lucy Johnston, thank you very much indeed.